What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a caller waiting on the line, but before I get to him, we had a listener down in Australia just send me the screen cap of a headline from MSNBC. And this is the headline: Donald Trump's ridiculous appeal for minority votes. And what's going on here is the actual polls are showing that Hillary's attempt to co-opt the minorities has stumbled rather badly. Donald Trump is gaining a lot of black supporters because the blacks don't believe Hillary will keep any of her promises, with good reason. And the surprise here is that the legal Latino citizens of the United States of America are just as fed up with the illegal immigration problem as anybody else, because it's making them look bad. They're feeling like they're getting bundled in with the illegal immigrants. Plus, the illegal immigrants are a competition for the jobs that the Latino legal citizens are going after. So they're not on board with this illegal immigration thing. It's harming them. And so all MSNBC can say, oh, Trump is being ridiculous. Oh, he's being silly. We know Hillary's already got the minority votes. We bought and paid for them. We've already programmed the electronic voting machines to give Hillary the minority votes. He's just wasting his time. All right, let's go to the phones here now. Alex in San Antonio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Alex in...
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Yes, I was calling because I two things. First, just to touch on what you just said, I'm a Latino. I came here from El Salvador like almost 25 years ago, and I will be honest with you. My mother never once took help from the state, never had a welfare or anything like that, never even collected on her unemployment or Social Security. And it does affect a lot what you're saying within the Latino community that's already here in the States. It does affect a lot how people are, you know, coming in and kind of literally, you know, stepping all over the legacy that Latinos who worked hard to have, you know, Hispanics have the advantages that we I guess you could say we have now, you know, to have them be present in our community, you know, it's a privilege almost, you know, and to have these people come in and literally step on those legacies that, you know, people, you know, blood, sweat, and tears were, you know, it cost them that. So, you know, but my point today calling was, I was going to ask you a question regarding Hillary's health. Do you think that her health being in a deteriorative fashion, do you think that this has to do perhaps with, you know, the intelligence community taking some type of revenge on her, like per se they did with Hugo Chavez and his supposed poisoning?
That idea has been floated before. The problem with that is Hillary Clinton has probably set up dozens, if not hundreds, of dead man switches, which upon her death would dump all of the hard evidence about what the government's been doing for the last quarter of a century onto the public. I think that's the only reason there has not been a serious assassination attempt against her at this point, because everybody inside understands she is just making things look terrible. She's undermined the public trust in the government. She's undermined the public trust in the FBI and the Justice Department. She's undermined public trust in the corporate media. She's really a lot more trouble than she's worth. People who are playing that kind of political hardball have a habit of having these dead man switches, things that will activate if something happens to them. Vincent Foster's mistake was that his dead man switch was in his White House office safe, and White House security records show that there was a special technical team that specialized in opening wall safes was checked into the White House even before they were notified that Foster's body had been found in Fort Marcy Park. And we know that Hillary's chief of staff and those people cleaned out Foster's office before it was officially sealed as a crime scene. So you have to be careful where those dead man switches are going to be left. But I'm sure Hillary has them, and the intelligence community knows that. So I think we're dealing with, I mean, first of all, she's an elderly lady. Let's be honest. She did have that fall. There was the blood clot. And, you know, no matter how corrupt Hillary is, she can't stop nature. And I think these are legitimate, genuine illnesses, whether it's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, what was the other one that was out there? Multiple sclerosis. We know that she was looking at the medications into that back in 2011. So we know there's an issue there, and we have a right to know before we head to those polls in November.
Do you think that maybe some of the leaks that are coming out are to set those dead man switches off? Like, so that, so the kind of like what you said about the Ashley Madison hack, where it was to take away, you know, certain blackmailing, I guess you could say, points of views or perspectives?
No, basically you need to understand that the Clintons, and for that matter the Bushes, have made a large number of enemies over the last quarter century. And all of them are now standing up and saying, here's the chance for payback, and there's information being leaked. All these people that were stepped on by the Clintons, they're standing up. It really is a grassroots movement, which is why they can't put a stop to it. If this were just coming out from one or two sources, those sources would probably have been gotten rid of by now. But this is a genuine limited, grassroots right. rejection of the current corrupted narcocracy. Oh, we need to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're taking phone calls and talking about Hillary Clinton and her whatever her medical condition is. And that stunt that she pulled on the Jimmy Kimmel show was absolute nonsense, because when she opened that pickle jar, there's no pop from the vacuum inside, which meant it had already been opened and then reclosed to make it easier for her to open.
Wow. Okay, Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me the time and the space to voice my question and my opinion. Thank you very much.
Well,
have a great day.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Ken in Georgia. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. I'm calling you from Georgia. I wanted to say happy birthday. I was born in Quincy, Massachusetts in 1952, just like some other celebrity.
Hey, yeah, all
man.
Right, fellow Boston
hey,
guy.
Listen, I wanted to tell you this. I got a few things, and this is important to me. I just watched the old movie trailer, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and it shows Betty Davis has got Hillary Clinton down to a T. You've got to tell everybody in the world to look on YouTube and watch that old trailer of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and they'll see Hillary Clinton.
You know, the funny thing is, on Turner Classic Movies the other day, they were re-showing Elizabeth in Essex, which is Betty Davis as Queen Elizabeth, and Errol Flynn as the Lord of Essex, and Claire and I were both looking at Betty Davis' portrayal of Elizabeth and saying, yeah, she's got Hillary down.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Hey, another movie trailer is, and I've changed the name, but the original title was Shelley Winters playing Whoever Slew Auntie Rue, and I've changed it to Whoever Slew Uncle Vince, and it shows Hillary when she's, and you got to watch the trailer of Whoever Slew Auntie Rue, and it shows Shelley Winters running around the White House with a meat cleaver, and she's got Hillary down to a T, too, when she was a little younger. That one's in color, too. It came out in 72, I think. Hey, Mike, I got another question for you. When you were a kid, I saw that you were into magic stuff.
Yes.
And did you ever go, buy stuff down in a store in Boston on Park Street?
I think when I was very young, I did. I didn't really get into magic until I moved into Southern California, but I had this aunt who got me hooked on the magic bug by doing sort of a magic show for my birthday party, which didn't work out very well because she didn't know magic, but it got me started. And I remember I got this pennies to dimes magic trick from that magic store down on Park Street. And do you remember the Popeye Theater at Manchester TV9? They had a magician who came in every once in a while. I got picked out of the audience to be his assistant, and that got me the bug. And when I was out in California, I got into it in high school. I started doing birthday parties on the weekend. And ultimately, I was able to pay for most of my college education as a professional magician. I worked the Magic Castle, the Playboy Club. I even got to go skinny dipping with the bunnies at Heff's Place once, and it was a lot of fun. But I did put that down many, many years ago. In order to be focused more on a different kind of magic, which was behind the motion picture cameras.
Hey, Mike, I got another funny thing for you. And this isn't funny, actually. You know, this meeting, you know, Obama's up there in Martha's Vineyard, and Hillary happens to be up there, and neither of them got time to go down to Louisiana. I think they're cutting a deal up there, to be honest with you, and it's Hillary. I think she's going to drop out because she's physically a wreck. And I think Obama's going to come in at the last moment, and we're going to have him. And
he can't run again. He can't run for a third term. I would love to see Hillary drop out and end all of this. And if enough evidence comes on out where it becomes impossible not to prosecute her, and remember, under Title 18, if she's prosecuted for a felony, she's ineligible to be the president. And you're right. They might be trying to find some kind of a deal for her to just step on down without activating the dead body switches, the dead man switches, because Hillary stealing the election could actually trigger an armed rebellion in this country. And that's a very, very difficult place for them to be in. Now, to be accurate and honest, okay, Obama did travel down to Louisiana today. And showed up and said, see, you know, Donald Trump isn't the only one. We care about you, blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell you what's really missing is a single check from the Clinton Charitable Foundation down to those people in Louisiana. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, last thing I got to say, and this is really important to me to put out, too. Tell everybody in the audience, and you need to listen to this show, too. Have you ever listened to Jesse Jackson's show, Keep Hope Alive?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it.
Well, let me tell you something. I've listened to that show off and on. It's on Sunday nights. And he is like, he puts out feelers, I guess you could say, to see which way the wind's blowing in the African-American community. And if it's going the right way, then Obama goes with it. And if it isn't, then he doesn't. And I'll give you a perfect example. Back when Obama was talking about Syria, and he was talking about the line in the sand, and he was talking about putting boots on the ground, I listened to that radio show that Sunday night, and Jesse Jackson was talking, and he was trying to say, we need to get into Syria. We need to get into Syria. We got to. And then every person that called into his show said no. And Jesse would argue with them, saying, we have to. You got to support our president. And they'd say, no, Jesse, we have spent enough money over there. We need to start spending money here. And about the fifth caller, straight in a row, I was cheering these people because they were saying, no, we're not going into Syria. And I thought, this is so awesome. And in the end, about the fifth caller, Jesse Jackson actually changed his tune and started saying, yeah, you're right. And the next day, Monday, Obama says, we're not going to go into Syria. If those people had said they were behind them, we would have had boots on the ground yet. Listen to that show, and you'll know what's going on cooking in the White House, at least for the last few months. I mean it.
Well, we're back in Syria, boots on the ground now with a no-fly zone. I'm sorry, an exclusion zone, which amounts to the same thing. And the U.S. is now literally threatening to open fire on Russian aircraft. That's how serious the situation is over there. And, you know, it's insane. And, of course, my attitude to anybody who thinks these wars are a great idea is, okay, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your Dayglow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture facilities. Watch your head climbing into that transport, and we'll call Assad and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. But the rest of us, we're going to sit this out. We're a war-weary people. We do not think that these wars are moral. We don't see a necessity for them. It's just another desperate money grab by the money junkies, and our children are worth more than their money. And that's really where we come down to. But we're seeing it all across the corporate media, where people are going into comment sections on all of these articles about we've got to do this and we've got to do that. And they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. And they're overwhelming the paid shills who are there to say, yes, this would be a really good idea. And now we're starting to see the corporate media literally shut off their comment sections entirely. They can't shout down the voice of the people. They don't even want to give it a venue anymore. And it's another indicator that the independent media are winning the war for the minds of America, which is probably why Hillary Clinton is out there screaming that after she steals the White House, she's going to drive all of us independent media out of business. First Amendment be gosh darned.
That's whatever happened to Baby Jane. She's a maniac.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's a pure sociopath. In fact, if you're looking for an historical antecedent, forget about Betty Davis. I see a lot of similarities between Hillary Clinton and Countess Ursabat Bathory, who was this serial killer protected by her nobility. They even look alike. I got a graphic of a painting of Ursabat Bathory and Hillary Clinton, and same facial expression and everything. And she's
familiar
just
familiar with the artist. You're familiar with the artist Todd McFarlane?
Yes.
Yeah, he put out a bunch of crazy toys, and one of them was that woman, and it shows her sitting in a bathtub filled with blood and heads hanging around the bathtub.
Well, Ursabat Bathory was the historical archetype for the female vampire character, Vampirella. And was based on a real person, just like Dracula was based on a real individual, Vlad Tepes Dracul.
Yeah. Hey, remember that woman there from Plan 9 from Outer Space?
Oh, yes. Well, she was the original Vampirella, and I think she actually tried to sue Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, for trademark infringement over the costume.
Yeah, she did. Hey, she was hot, man. She was hot. I'm going to let you go, Mike. It's a pleasure talking to you. And remember Uncle Gus from WMUR?
Of course I do. And he was Santa Claus during the winter. What?
In Chiller Theater.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part. What about Uncle Gus?
Uncle Gus, I used to watch Uncle Gus. I used to watch the roller derby out of there and
yes.
Wrestling. And then they used to have them on Friday nights. They called it Chiller Theater when they'd show all those old cheesy, scary movies.
Yeah, my father was into those really, really big. And, of course, during the winter, Uncle Gus was also the Santa Claus for the Santa Claus show. So drop me an email. I got to send you back something about those days that you'll find interesting. But we're going to let you go here, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to David in San Francisco. And, David, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, thanks, Michael. Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about Syria. I've been paying attention to this for years. Are you familiar with the... I believe it's called the SyrianPerspective.org, SyrianPerspective.com.
No, I am not. Please enlighten us.
Well, it's a blog that's I believe a guy that runs it is he's Syrian, but he lives in Canada, and he's been running this ever since I think 2011, 2012, somewhere around in there, and doing daily blog postings, photographs, and what's interesting, you know, his basic message of the day, maybe only 4 or 5 paragraphs long, but he'll have 200 to 500 comments per day, and you can tell that all different sides are using his website as a propaganda technique. And so, if you're interested in the techniques of propaganda, just run through the comments section of almost any entry of any date that he's got. You'll see how people try to spin a story one way, how they spin it the other way.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now, and I'm going to go ahead and link it to whatreallyhappened.com. David, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Got another phone call waiting when we come on back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm reading some of the emails coming in. We have some very intelligent people following this radio show and this website, and sometimes they can be incredibly funny. Somebody wrote in to tell me I'm wrong about Hillary Clinton not offering a single check to the people of Louisiana. And they said she offered to have some check named Novak give free swimming lessons. The woman just gives and gives and gives. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello. Aloha, Michael. Yes, getting back to the Syrian war zone, the day after the Pentagon generals issued that warning, the Syrians actually bombed the place again. And the American airplanes turned up too late to do anything about it. But what's happened since then is Turkey is bombing the place. What are they going to do about a fellow NATO member bombing close to their little special forces? I wonder.
Yeah, that Turkey mess, I mean, that's just, they really messed up on that attempted coup against Erdogan. And, it's almost like we're not sure who we're supposed to be shooting at today. You know, it's like we get a memo in the morning. Today we're shooting at the Syrians. No, tomorrow we're shooting at the Turks. And it really is a flustercluck.
Well, apparently Turkey's upped its air offensive against the Kurds. We can guess which ones.
Yes.
The PKK, as we were stating yesterday, and it's not a trick question, really. So we're looking at a situation now where NATO is getting itself into a right mess. And as far as I can see, Turkey now, along with certain other nations, are thinking of withdrawing from NATO.
A lot of nations are thinking that. They're thinking about getting out of the EU. And part of the problem right now is NATO is supposed to be a mutual defense pact. And under U.S. influence, it's been turned into a tool of aggression. And more NATO members are seeing that. They don't care for it one tiny bit. The U.S. has just unilaterally moved into Syria, declared a part of Syria off limits to the Syrian government and the Russian presence, and said, we're on the ground here and trust us, we're fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but the U.S. never has. Every time they claimed they were fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they would miss ISIS and Al-Qaeda and they'd blow up Syrian economic infrastructure. And they're still trying to play that nonsensical game. But it's created a situation where it's just going to take one hothead with a weapon to really get things going. And I know Putin doesn't want to be provoked into attacking the U.S. forces, but we could easily see one of these U.S. warplanes or a missile crew shoot down a Russian plane, and that is really going to start taking the situation out of control.
Well, I think if they do that, you can kiss goodbye to the NATO fleet in the Black Sea, all of them, within hours. They'll be sunk. And that would take a large part of their defense system out immediately and leave America out on a limb, so to speak.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, simply because the pattern that we have seen to date is the U.S. as belligerent and China and Russia as being very careful and not wanting to be provoked. Unfortunately, China's not as cool about this as Putin is, which is why they're over there trying to goad the Chinese more, is because they think they're closer to success. I don't see Putin just hauling off and attacking the Black Sea fleet. But the question is, if the U.S. puts them in a position of either having to protect their assets in Syria or backing down, I think Putin is going to be forced by his own political realities at home. He's going to have to take a stand and say, you know, we're here at the request of the Syrian government. You, the United States, are not. The U.S. is in the wrong here. They have absolutely no right under international law to be sticking their nose into Syria's business. And they've been trying to get rid of Assad for 5 years. Everybody understands who the aggressor is in this situation. And Putin could cite the Neville Chamberlain's disastrous deal with Germany as saying we can't back down any longer. But world opinion is obvious.
Okay, I got just one more statement.
I'm going to keep you through the commercial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for
or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with John in Barbados, and you had one more comment you wanted to make.
Well, respectfully, Mike, I'm going to disagree with you because... Okay. And the reason I'm saying I disagree with you is because we have one crazy hothead called Poroshenko in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And we know that if Poroshenko goes ahead with this nonsense and claims Russia is attacking, America will be involved. And being as the Black Sea is very close to Crimea, Russian territory, and Ukraine, I think it would behove Mr. Putin to think about destroying that fleet in the Black Sea if this war with Poroshenko starts. And I don't see any other alternative.
Well, I do, and let me tell you what it is. We have heard over the last few days where the Pentagon came on out and said there is no threat of an imminent Russian invasion into Ukraine, and there was a message from the State Department to Poroshenko asking him to tone it down. So Poroshenko may provoke a war with Russia. He may take those old Russian tanks he bought from Hungary for scrap metal, paint them in Russian colors, put them on the border, blow them up and say, oh, we stopped a Russian invasion, and nobody's going to buy that anyway. The question is going to be, is it a war between Russia and Ukraine only? Poroshenko is gambling that if he can provoke a conflict with Russia, the U.S. will pile on in. But I think what's going to happen is Putin is going to wait to see if the U.S. actually commits before he does anything about that Black Sea fleet. If the U.S. comes in and commits on the side of Ukraine, then yes, it's going to start getting completely out of control. But we've seen the U.S. cool on Ukraine for some time now. It's a losing proposition. They may be getting ready to get Poroshenko out of there the way they were trying to get rid of Erdogan. And Putin may be waiting to see if the U.S. is going to cut Poroshenko off. Because if he does, then Russia will confine its military action only to Ukraine and not push any issues with U.S. or NATO-based weapons.
Well, I the thing is, these things have a habit of escalating very rapidly out of control, because nobody is certain of what the other side is thinking. And being as America and the Western world in general has been demonizing Russia and demonizing Putin, I think he's got to be thinking of these things very seriously.
But he does think, and that's why he's as good as what he does. Putin is a chess player. And Obama and pretty much everybody in the EU, they're all chess thumpers. They're all about the bluff, the gamble, the roll of the dice. And Putin has been handling this very, very well. And I don't think he's going to allow himself to be provoked into making an overreach that could escalate the situation. So... a time, as they say, will solve that mystery. But I think if Poroshenko makes a move against Russia and the U.S. does not come in, Putin's going to be smart enough to say, okay, this is just between Ukraine and us, and we're not going to provoke the United States.
Well, I think one of the statements that makes me think the opposite of that is Mr. Putin said, if you get into a fight, make sure you throw the first heavy punch.
I don't know that Putin really believes that. It's a little bit of a diplomatic warning, but Putin understands that world sympathy will be on the side of the nation that is attacked first rather than attacks first. And he already knows that the world views the U.S. and Ukraine and Poroshenko as the aggressors. So I think Putin is probably going to be willing to absorb a blow first in order to claim aggrieved status and then move forward with much of world opinion on his side.
Well, I think you may be right, but I'm sort of one of those who thinks, you know, you either use it or lose it. And I think the equation is so in the air.
Ukraine has to do that use it or lose it situation because they're all there. But look at how large Russia is. Ukraine cannot reach most of Russia's weapons. They're going to have a hard time getting past the fortified border because Russia remembers how close the Nazis got to Moscow in Big Mistake Number 2. They're not going to allow that to happen again. So I don't think Putin, it would make sense this use it or lose it on the scale of a nuclear war, but we're not quite there yet.
The other part of the equation, Michael, is the recent statements coming out of Belarus. And they are quite belligerent as far as Poland and Ukraine is concerned. They're not very happy with these people.
Well, I can understand why they're not happy with Ukraine. I'm not sure what's going on over in Poland. You could be right, but I still think Putin is going to exercise as much caution as he feels he can get away with. Because he knows the war hawks in the U.S. want this war, and Putin does not. I don't think China does either. But they're being forced into a corner by U.S. foreign policy to where they've been pushed and pushed, and they can't be pushed anymore without undermining their own political support back home. Putin has to realize that if he were to lose power, he could very quickly be replaced by a real hardliner, one of the old guard still held over from the former Soviet Union, who'd be ready to turn those keys on the nuclear missiles on day one of his office. And so Putin has to be keeping that in mind as well.
Yeah, well, I still, you know, don't quite agree with your stance, but I think Mr. Putin is a clever man, and he will have things figured pretty quickly.
He will, and again, Putin is not the aggressor, despite all the propaganda to the contrary. All you have to look at is how many countries the U.S. has invaded, drone struck, regime changed over the last 13 years, and you know who the aggressor is in this new world war.
Yeah, I mean, that statement from the Pentagon's about no flying over Syria for the Syrian Air Force, who do they think they are? Seriously.
Well, they're invading Syria because the alternative was to have a new Vietnam. And that's why they're trying to escalate the situation. I'd like to see the UN Security Council get involved, but the U.S. has a veto and so does Russia, so that may be a pointless exercise. We may be on the verge of seeing the United Nations go the way of the League of Nations, and that will be a red warning sign that we really are on the doorstep of big mistake number three.
Well, the indication is with the Philippines threatening to pull out of the U.N.,
Yeah, that could be the beginning. Just like Brexit has triggered all these other European Union nations to talk about leaving, Philippines pulling out of the United Nations, a lot of other people are going to be saying, what's the point? You know, everything we try and do regarding Israel, the U.S. vetoes. It's a waste of our time and money to be here. Anyway, John, I got to let you go. We're running out of time. I got another call I got to get to and some news that we need to cover. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I tend to disagree that he wants to really go into the Ukraine. I saw something the other day.
I think it was Lou Dobbs.
Putin.
Okay.
I saw something with Lou Dobbs the other day. When he's retired generals, usually he is a warlock. I mean, he's always with the neocons and everything. This guy Keane, I think his name is. But even he said he doesn't think Putin. The last thing Putin wants is to invade the Ukraine and have to take over Ukraine and deal with them, because basically they're a basket case, and then it becomes Russia's responsibility. Mm-hmm. At the very most, he might want the East, and even there, he might have some problems with it, because, again, they're in such bad economic shape and all that. I think basically he's basically warning, leave Crimea alone or else.
Yeah,
maybe flexing his muscles in Syria also.
Yeah, they're going to protect Crimea, but you raise a very good point. In one of his recent press conferences, Putin was asked an obviously provocative question. Was Russia thinking about taking Alaska back? And Putin just looked up and said, why? We already have enough ice and snow over in Siberia. And, of course, everybody laughed, and it was the perfect way to defuse that question, which they were trying to come up with some kind of a statement where they could come back to the United States and say, Putin is planning on invading Alaska, you know. And I'm sure Sarah Palin will see him coming, because she can see Russia from her front porch.
And,
the same thing applies to Ukraine. They've wrecked the place. They've destroyed its industrial base. They've destroyed much of its agricultural sector. Ukraine is a basket case. Who would want it at this point?
Yeah, but what actually happened? I mean, my father used to tell me that, like, he was a real student of World War II, and he said Ukraine was considered the breadbasket, almost like the Midwest of Russia, of the Soviet Union. So what happened in that place?
Well, it was Ukraine was kind of spun off in a post-war deal, which even the Russian government is saying was not technically legal to do. But that's all kind of under the bridge. The reality is that there's been virtually unending war ever since the U.S.-backed coup d'etat in Kiev, and that means the people that should be tending the farms and fields weren't there because they were over on the front lines. There's massive hunger going on in Ukraine. Ukraine has been trying to live literally off the royalties of the oil pouring through the pipeline, but they're on the verge of having that cut off because of all the money they owe Russia for that natural gas. And Putin has shown a huge patience regarding this outstanding debt. Legally, Russia could shut that valve anytime that they want to. Of course, Putin understands that Poroshenko would stand up and say, this is an act of war. You're cutting off our necessary supplies. It's a war. It's a crime against humanity. So Putin really is trying to find a way through this to protect Russia's interest without opening the door to an all-out war that he knows certainly Poroshenko wants and probably the U.S. government behind him.
Is Poroshenko that stupid? He'd have about as much chance of beating Russia as I would going into, who's the heavyweight champion now in MMA, the UFC? That's about how much chance Ukraine would have against Russia.
Poroshenko is dealing with problems in Ukraine. The Ukrainian people want him out. And he's trying to consolidate power. He's talking about declaring martial law in the face of the Russian threat in order to basically just crack down on all of the Ukrainian people who do not want him in Kiev any longer. And we're not just talking about the Donbass and that whole eastern region. Even the Ukrainians still in the West, they're fed up with all of this. They're fed up with the war. They're fed up with the hardship. They think this is a stupid idea to be provoking the Russians. And Poroshenko is looking at, you know, if he can get into a war, the people will support him. But that may not happen as well. And like I said, he's talking about declaring martial law in order to turn Ukraine into a dictatorship under his rule. Anyway, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. We're running out of time and we've got a couple more callers. I'm going to take two more phone calls and then I got a couple of stories to cover. So Leonard in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I was listening to you and John from Barbados, and I've listened to your show for a while. I think you know that. I would have to be more inclined to agree with John from Barbados, not that Putin is the one that's going to start it, but I think that what we are dealing with is people who are totally insane, and they want World War III, so Putin may not have a choice. It's either strike or get struck first without the chance of striking back. Now, and I say this with all due respect to you, there was a time when I remember you saying, because I listened to you at that time, when they were talking about going into Syria, the United States and NATO and all that, and you said, well, I don't think it's that important to Putin to try and save Syria. Well, it was important to Putin to try and save Syria.
Well, so Putin didn't... Hold it. Putin didn't go into Syria to save Syria. Putin and Iran went into Syria to stop this U.S. march across the Middle East, and they figured better to do it in Syria than to do it in the outskirts of Moscow. It's like this nonsense over the South China Islands. Those islands really aren't worth anything. It's merely the place to start the conflict. And if Putin and Syria could kick the U.S. out of Syria, that's really going to derail this program of conquering and regime-changing the Middle East that Wesley Clark blew the whistle on back in 2003. I think if Putin had honestly thought that the U.S. would quit after getting rid of Assad, that he probably would have sat that one out. But Putin understands that from the U.S. point of view, conquering a nation, regime-changing it, is kind of like eating Chinese food. After half an hour, you feel like you got to take on another country. And so at the edge of the Mediterranean than to let it to get further inland.
I agree with that, but I'm just going to take it to a basic schoolyard bully type level, okay? If you are in a school and you see a bully just picking on people, when he gets to you, are you figure he's going to change his tactics when it comes to you, or are you going to get on first?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. I think Putin is looking at it from the point of view that a fight between him and the bully could destroy the entire school, and that's what's restraining him. Anyway, need to let you go. We got a couple more calls. I'm racing to the top of the hour. Scott in Norfolk, Virginia. Aloha. What's on your mind? Scott, are you there? Okay, let's go to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Ohio gozaimasu. What's on your mind?
Ohio gozaimasu, Cracker. Michael.
I implore you to be more compassionate about Hillary, because if you do that, I could pull a couple strings with some members of the DNC who haven't resigned and get you a really high-paying job just going around with Hillary, propping her up like Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, I did up a really wonderful poster from the Weekend at Bernie's original one sheet that I need to put out there. I would not be interested in a job at the DNC. I'm too old to clean toilets and work in the stockroom. So, but I do appreciate the offer.
All right. Hey, anyway, I know I wanted to talk more, but I know you're running out of time, so I'll go and call another day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, call in another day there. All right, we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of stories to get to. We have been talking about this bill that's out there in California, Assembly Bill 1671. It's up before the California legislature. If it passes, it will ban anybody from using undercover videos that expose wrongdoing by the medical pharmaceutical industry. The law was passed in response to these videos that exposed that Planned Parenthood was basically selling fetal body parts from aborted babies. But there's a new complication. We'll tell you about it when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
When all this twist is still was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal
Again, Aloha America. Now, we're talking about this law that is on the verge of being passed in California, Assembly Bill 1671, which would make it illegal to use undercover videos to expose wrongdoing by medical pharmaceutical organizations. And this law was passed specifically to address these embarrassing videos that were made undercover at Planned Parenthood, which blew the lid off the scandal that Planned Parenthood is carving up these aborted fetuses and selling the parts. Their motto on the front window is Black Livers Matter. Well, it turns out, under the terms of this law, the motion picture documentary Vaxxed would be made illegal because it has video of this CDC researcher, William Thompson, basically detailing how they created a fraudulent study for the CDC on the MMR vaccine. So we have all these laws that are being passed to protect corporate interests, not the public interest. And it shows that we are sinking into a fascist dictatorship. Full steam ahead. Had somebody write in on the email responding to the caller from Tokyo who called me a cracker, saying that a reminder, the term cracker is politically incorrect. And the politically correct term is saltine American. So keep that in mind here. Now, not too long ago, in fact, 2 years ago, there was this story that came on out on how a drum containing radioactive waste blew up at this underground nuclear dump in New Mexico. And a lid was thrown over this whole thing. No big deal. We'll handle it. It's turned out that this blast has caused massive, long-term, possibly permanent damage to the dump, which is a facility crucial to the nuclear weapons cleanup program that literally spans the nation. They're trying to clean up this mess from all this hastily built nuclear weapons, and they just dump the waste anywhere that they could. But right now, this explosion in this New Mexico facility 2 years ago now ranks among the costliest nuclear accidents in U.S. history. The long-term cost could top $2 billion, and we still don't know how much radioactivity leaked out of this. Now, normally up in Canada, August is a month of heat and humidity. They're getting snow. There's a winter storm warning up in Alaska. And remember, during the summer, Alaska has sunlight most of the day. Depending upon where you are in Alaska, you could have sun 24 hours a day or only 18 hours a day. They're under a winter storm warning. They're expecting 8 inches up there. Record cold is starting to cross Europe. And meanwhile, one of Obama's U.S. taxpayer-backed solar companies has gone on the auction block. They went out of business. All righty. Now, let's see. Kaspersky has launched its own operating system for Russian routers to make Russian routers secure from NSA intrusion. Good for Kaspersky. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, everybody listening to this show, you are all part of the independent media that Hillary Clinton hates so much. So take what you've learned here, share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves.
Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.